The Mind Aware, 529.
We get it. You've got a busy life, family, friends, community involvement, pets, and sometimes you're working a day job on top of it all. So how can you find time to market your business? You do it by finding one marketing method that will bring you all the leads and clients you need. Take the Marketing Superpower quiz at yourmarketingsuperpower.com to find out the marketing method that's best suited for you. Discover the marketing method that uses your natural gifts. It's easy at yourmarketingsuperpower.com, and it's free. When you discover your marketing superpower for free at yourmarketingsuperpower.com, you can focus your marketing and work fewer hours. Go to yourmarketingsuperpower.com right now and take the quiz. It's free, and in just a few minutes, you'll know how to market your business the easy way and get more leads and clients today.
Well, it starts with you feeling good.
So excited to have 15 to 30 minutes of just pure fun right now. This is going to be good.
Yay! I love that.
Oh, that sounds nice. I'd like that. I'll go get that for myself right now.
Be perfect every minute of every day. Never have another drop of sugar. Because I think if you say that to people, everybody's going to freak out.
Hi, Dana. It's great to see you. I mean, not see you, but be with you today.
What I found to be the secret.
Who doesn't want to be great? I love it.
You know, when you are clear, what you choose to have show up in your life will, and only to the extent that you're clear.
That's the amazing capacity of the human mind.
Hey, it's Dana Wild, and welcome to the show. Today, I want to talk about getting things done. I've got three ways that will help you be more effective. These are kind of little methods that I use to get things done and to get them done quickly. And I know you're going to like them. It was funny. I was on a call the other day for the Train Your Brain U membership group. You know, some of you know I've got a group of people that we get together twice a month, you know, and just share kind of the latest with. And they were saying that these tips they were using and they helped them so much, and I forgot, like, I haven't shared them for so long, I thought I have to do a show on this. So you are now getting the benefit that the members usually get. So the first one is what you might expect me to say, and you've probably heard me say before on the show, but it's the single most important one, so I'm going to say it again, and that is, if you want to get things done and you want to get things done quickly and you want to get things done easily, you've got to train your brain, right? Train your brain. So when you start saying things to yourself, like, it's going to be a great day, I'm going to get stuff done, I can't wait to sit down, when I sit down at the computer and I work on this project, it's going to go so easily, I can't wait to plow through this, it feels so good when it's done, I love it, I'm just so excited to start it, I can hardly wait to get moving, I can't wait to get started, it's going to be fun, if you can feel like I'm going to get in the flow, things are going to just flow for me, it's going to happen, it's going to be great, I'm going to have such a great day, I love that feeling at the end when I'm productive. Like, even now, probably all those sentences I just said together, you're probably thinking, like, I wish Dana would stop talking so I can go get something done, because you start to get fired up and you really feel like, okay, I can't hold myself back. I want to go and get something done. So when in doubt, the first method, train your brain. This works for everything, but it's my single most valuable tool that I use every single day to be productive and work less time and get more done. When you get that kind of focus and you go, yeah, I'm going to do this, I'm going to get done, right? The second method that I use, and this in particular was the one that the person mentioned, I don't know where I got this idea from. I kind of think it just came because I'm kind of OCD and I'm a little bit, but I started realizing that a lot of the things that I don't do because I build them up in my mind about how long it's going to take to do it. So to give you an example, the household things are so easy to relate this to. For many, many years, I never made my bed in the morning. And I didn't make my bed because it just felt like, ugh, I don't know if I want to do it. But I liked the way it looked when it was made. So one day I thought, you know what, I'm going to time it. I'm going to time how long it takes me to make this bed. And I timed it, and I'm not kidding, it was literally like 120 seconds, 2 minutes. And I had to laugh at myself, and I thought, oh my gosh, It looks so good when it's bad, when it's made. It takes zero time, like literally 120 seconds. It's just silly to be thinking about that or looking at the bed. You know, every time you walk by and it's not made, and if that's something that you don't like, it's a little energy zapper. It's a little knock. It's kind of like walking by a picture that's tilted. If that's something that bothers you, every time you walk by it, it bothers you and it zaps your energy and it gives you a little negative hit. So it's easier just to straighten the picture. And now you don't get that negative hit. So people sometimes think, you know, mindset people, they say, oh, well, you're all about like sit and wish it to be better. You know, I could sit and wish myself or train my brain to not be bothered by that picture. And I could, without a doubt, I could train my brain to not be bothered by that picture. But it's just easier just to move the picture. Done. Make the bed. 120 seconds every day. I walk by it. It looks fine. I remember the other day I busted myself on this, so it was kind of funny that it came up because it was about cleaning the litter boxes. You know, we have a lot of litter boxes, and my man and I, we take shifts. He'll do it for a period of time, then I'll do it for a period of time, so it's my period of time to clean the litter boxes. And I know it's so important, like the kitties love the litter boxes when they're clean. And so it's really like, I know it's so important to do it. And I want to be like a good kitty mom, you know. And so I can tell, but I can feel my resistance to it. So the other day I thought, I'm just going to time it. How long does it take me to really do the litter boxes? Oh my gosh. 3.5 minutes. I'm not kidding. And we got a lot. I'm like, I got to hustle around the whole house to do that. And it really doesn't take any time at all. And so this leads me to the third one. Because the third one, I mentioned the word here, it's about resistance. It's about the resistance that we feel to doing things and what it's costing us. I went outside last year and it was very, very cold. It was wintertime and it was so bitter, just so bitter. And I was thinking about all the people that were complaining about the cold, because in Minnesota, for the most part, we're pretty hardy, but you get a certain percentage of people who really, it really bothers them. And I thought, you know, it's not the cold that's the problem. It's the resistance to the cold that's the problem. And when you go out and you don't resist it and you just accept like it's cold, this is the way it is, you don't have that really bad feeling, that really hateful, tense feeling that you get. It's like if you've ever tried it, next time you have a headache, just don't resist the headache. Just relax into it and just be like, okay, I have a headache. It's all right. It's going to go away on its own. Even if I do nothing, it'll just go away. And when you stop resisting it, you can just feel that pain dissipate. So the third method is going to sound kind of silly coming from a brain trainer, but the third method is just do it. Just do the thing that you timed. Method number two, you're timing things. You're starting to realize like, okay, these things don't take much time. So method number three is do the thing rather than resisting it. And the reason I've said in the past that this works for big projects too, is that sometimes I will time. I did it just recently, just this last month. I built myself this whole new funnel. It was an idea I had, and I wanted to kind of just do it myself, like go in and build the pages and build the email sequence and write the stuff and really think it through, because it's a new idea for me, and I was pretty excited about it. So I was like, how does this work? And it was extensive. You know, it was multiple. There's like 8 videos in the series, so I had to record the videos. There are all these different steps to it. There are all these different pages that have to be built. And I had built this up and thought about this for a long, long, long time. When I finally sat down and did it, I did it over 2 afternoons. Total time doing the entire thing was maybe 4.5 hours, maybe 5 maximum. And I realized, you know, so much of our life is spent resisting projects that actually don't take much time. No more time in context than making the bed. No more time in context than cleaning the litter boxes. It's the resistance that's the problem. So when you feel yourself avoiding something, this is where method number three comes in. You feel yourself avoiding something, just ask yourself, what's this costing me? This avoidance, What's this costing me to avoid doing this emotionally, stress-wise, the negative messages I'm giving myself? And either you have to clean that up and feel good even with that thing undone, or just do it. Just do it. And when you do it, time it. Because when you time it, you're going to be like, oh my gosh, this was so ridiculous that I avoided this for so long. And before you do it, train your brain and say how easy it's going to be and how fast it's going to be. When you start combining these three methods, these three ways, you're going to see that, oh my gosh, it's easy to be productive. Oh my gosh, it's easy to work less. And it's even better because more of your free time is spent feeling good about yourself instead of feeling bad about yourself and giving yourself all these negative messages about avoiding stuff or the resistance or being a procrastinator or not getting stuff done and the stress that comes with like, oh, that thing is supposed to be done and I promised it would be to somebody, or I'm not making any money because I didn't get that thing done. I mean, all of that stuff is just such a waste of time and energy. There's so much to feel good about, so much to be happy about. Start with the first process. Train your brain. Start every single day saying, I'm going to get it done. It's going to feel good. I can't wait. It's so much easier just to say, yeah, I'm going to do that. Yeah, I will get that for you. Yeah, I'll pick that up. Sure, I'd be happy to take that on. It's so easy just to do it, and it's so easy to talk about in a positive way than to resist it. We want to live in the flow. We want to live in the productivity. We're brain trainers. We want to live in the joy and excitement of building something. And we want to be able to do it and feel that it's easy. And there's no better way to feel it's easy than to actually time it and be like, oh my gosh, it's so easy. It's so easy to get stuff done. It's so easy to train your brain. It's so easy to say positive thoughts. It's so easy to sit down and be productive. It's so easy to get moving. It's so easy to get stuff done. You're going to have so much fun right now. You're going to get right down after this show and you're going to be like, oh my gosh, I'm going to get started. I'm going to get in the flow. I'm going to get in the zone. I'm going to get moving. It feels so good to be productive. I'm going to time what I'm doing and I'm going to just surprise myself at how easy it is to get it all done. I love that life is easy. I love that I love my business. I love that I'm a brain trainer, because that's how you get things done. That's how you live a happier life. And that's how you build a business quickly. And we'll see you next time on The Mind Aware.
I'm excited. Like every time Dana says, you know, you got to take a drink.
A donkey's on my back with the bridle in my mouth, whipping me and telling me what to do.
This is what this tribe is about. This tribe is about breaking through paradigms.
Letting go is an inside affair.
Every human being is a unique and different human being.
Please don't shoot me if I say anything bad today.
Don't put an apple on your head and I won't. All you have to do is flip the button.
I was like, taboo, Dana. Like, what? I was just like, what the heck is wrong with me? I'm like, I just want to go to work. I'd like to just have a girlfriend, settle down.